This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain, ride upon your mission.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, TGIF, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated program now on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, plus our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who make the Third Watch go round and keep America moving, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those construction workers, too, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Joining us right now, we have got our good friend, Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Captain. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great, and I know you are, too, because I got a chance to watch about two-thirds of your program last night. I got into it late, but I watched it, and it was really a great show you had last night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, on Newsmax TV. I should qualify that. Okay, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the two words we emphasize, under God, this great country of ours is a Judeo-Christian nation. Well, Wayne, a lot of comment about what the president should and shouldn't do down on the border. I know you and I talked about something, gosh, I don't know, it seems to me it was maybe October, November, I don't remember exactly when, but you suggested to the president, I believe you even sent him a letter, about using his powers and declaring a state of emergency along the border and just building the wall.
Yeah, I'll give you the date, November 17th. That was the date my column came out in the Las Vegas Review Journal recommending the president go over Congress's head, declare a national security emergency by executive order, and then grab the money, $25 billion for the military budget. November 18th, the next day, is when it was syndicated in my national columns around the country by Creator Syndicate. And that morning, I printed out the day before a copy of the column, and I sent it, I emailed it to my great friend Lee, who is at Mar-a-Lago and knows the president, sees him every weekend in the wintertime at Mar-a-Lago. And he handed it that Sunday morning to President Trump and said, it's from Wayne Root. And President Trump said, I love Wayne Root. That's great. What's he got? And he said, this is his latest column with his recommendation for how you get the wall. And he said, great. He put it in his breast pocket of his jacket. And he said, I promise you, I'll read it later. I love what Wayne writes. So I believe this idea came from me. I believe I was the first to recommend it directly to President Trump. And I feel like it'd be wonderful to be a small part of history to make this thing happen.
Well, I believe you did, too, and that you were. But I want to explain to the people that what the lies are about this, because we're hearing, well, the president can't do this from certain aspects of the Democratic Party.
No, he can.
Yeah, oh, he can, and I'm going to, he can, and here I'm going to read what this is. This is the National Emergencies Act of 1976. I almost said 1776. It gives the power to the president to do this. A national emergency is a national crisis or situation where circumstances threaten the country and call for an immediate response. What actually constitutes an emergency, though, is up for debate and requires the president to use existing law to justify a declaration, which is what he's doing. Presidents in recent history have exercised their power to declare a national emergencies under the National Emergencies Act of 1976. Now, I'll give you an example. 2009, Barack Obama declared a national emergency during the swine flu outbreak. George W. Bush, 2001, immediately after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, declared a national emergency and shut down the borders. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, the other thing is here's what Congress can do to check the executive branch and overrule the president's use of the act by passing a simple joint resolution out of the House and the Senate. Now, like a law, the resolution would require a simple majority in each chamber and require the president's signature. Think about that for a minute. Or the president could override his veto by a two-thirds vote. We have the Senate, they have the House. It ain't going to happen.
No, and I don't see, you said like the wall, it would need only a simple majority. No, the wall needs 60 votes. That's the whole problem.
To get it to the floor of the Senate.
Right.
Yep, and that's not going to happen either.
Right, correct.
So there you go.
So you got to mm-hmm. go above... you know, the pay grade of the Senate and the House. You've really got to. You got to take this out of their domain, and you got to declare a national security emergency. And, of course, this will hold up in court. Supreme Court will absolutely ratify it. Will it
That's
get
right.
knocked out before then? Yeah. By the Ninth Court, everything gets knocked out by the Ninth Court. Who cares? There are a bunch of, you know, cowboys over there.
Yep.
That, liberal cowboys, I should say. Commie cowboys, CC, that throw everything out that we believe in. But that's okay. It'll go to the Supreme Court. We'll win. And listen, if you saw, I know you follow my Twitter. My
yes,
Twitter.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Did you see tonight that a little birdie told me that tomorrow morning you get an announcement from Justice Ginsburg announcing her retirement? That's
yeah.
what I hear. That's what a little birdie
well,
told me.
Well,
announcing tomorrow. If that's the case, we're going to have a 6-3 lead in the Supreme Court.
There's all kinds of rumors about her having pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know she had lung cancer. We know that. That's a fact.
Yeah, and if that's true, that's devastating.
No, that's the end of her. I mean, look, the last person I knew with pancreatic cancer was Michael Landon. He was dead in 3 months.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, before someone just quotes me and says, I'm rooting for her death, that's not true.
No.
I'm rooting for retirement for the Supreme Court. I hope she has a long life, hope she has a healthy life.
Sure.
Hope she beats cancer, hope she lives forevermore till the age of 180 and sets the world record at home, in retirement, but not in the United States Supreme Court, where she's clearly no longer up to the job.
That's correct. She can't come and do the job that she needs to do. And again, you know, when that happens, it's time for the justice to step down, retire, and let somebody else come in and do the job that a justice needs to do.
Well, let's hope the rumor that I heard is correct. I heard it from a great source who's a friend of the president, and they tell me and they wouldn't tell me where they heard it, but they told me that she will be announcing her retirement tomorrow. Ruth Bader Ginsburg retiring tomorrow,
now,
Friday. That'd
now,
be great.
I'll tell you another rumor, and I'll make it quick because we're headed for the break right now. Joe Gruter is my good friend from Sarasota County, the Republican Party chairman of Sarasota, will be the next state chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. He was the co-chairman of the Trump campaign here in Florida. So hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and a lot of other stuff going on, including millions of Americans getting their voice in the government. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions, because you all know if you live in the South, one of the big problems we've got down here is mold in some of these homes that people live in, condos and apartments too. And there are 300,000 species of mold. Mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. Do not put your family at risk. Give DR Mold Solutions an opportunity with their EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office. Contact them today, DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. They will travel anywhere in the state of Florida and get it done for you. That's DR Mold Solutions today, 727-692-9622, and ask about their New Year's special, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold. You got mold out there in Nevada, Wayne?
It actually is. We're expecting a rainy weekend, which is very rare for us.
Yeah.
So we're batting down the hatches.
Yeah, it's very common down here in the South, especially, you know, with the older homes that are down here, the World War II homes and all that. And I know when I first moved into my place, I bought an older house and I fixed it up. I did have a problem with that, and I had to get that taken care of. But anyway, you know, millions of Americans, both Republican and Democrat, voted for President Donald Trump to reverse what we felt were decades of failure by Washington and to fix America's broken immigration system. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, but with that election, the American people sent a clear message to Washington, D.C., that they were tired of politicians taking one way out about our border and then acting another way. This, I believe, has now reached the epitome of where something's going to be done. And again, we talked about the president declaring the state of emergency. I believe he's going to do that.
Well, you know, listen, I just never thought I'd see the day where, you know, I said the other day that Senator Joe McCarthy was not wrong. He was just early. Our government is just filled with communists. I don't know what it was in the 50s. I wasn't alive then. I was born in 61, but I can tell you now he's right. The government is just filled with commies. And I never thought I'd see the day where you could say with a straight face that you support illegal aliens over American citizens. But the Democratic Party clearly does that. And I wrote a column that came out in today's Las Vegas newspaper, or actually as we speak it on your show, it's yesterday's Las Vegas newspaper.
That's right.
Thursdays.
Yeah.
But, it was like, all I want for Christmas is I want a wall just like Israel. Is that asking too much?
Nope.
Israel cares about its citizens, and we obviously don't. Not Donald Trump, of course, I'm referring to, but the Democratic Party and a lot of rhinos do not care about our citizens as much as Israel cares about theirs. Because they built a big wall. And we keep saying it's immoral, it's this, it's that, immoral. The same Democratic Party gave $500 million last year to build a wall in Jordan.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, back in the spring of, you are absolutely right, back in the spring of 2016, under Barack Obama, before the president was elected, they absolutely did give $500 million to Jordan to build that big wall that they've got on their border.
And it obviously wasn't immoral then.
Nope.
Trump gave a good speech the other night, but I would have done it, approached a little different. I would have done a Russ Perot. I would have had all the charts out there,
The
charts would have been aerial photos of all the Democrats' homes surrounded by walls. That's all you need to show is all their walls. Not just the politicians. How about, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett?
Right.
All the big liberals. They've all got walls and armed security.
You bet. You bet.
Tell the people that I have another chart that would have shown why this isn't really an expense to spend $25 billion any more than, going to buy a good stock. When you buy stocks with your IRA account, is it an expense? Are you spending money or is it an investment? We're investing in an ROI, a return on investment, is going to be fantastic because you're going to spend $25 billion one time on a wall, and it's going to return $100 billion in savings every year for the next 10 years with less people on welfare and less jobs being stolen from American middle-class people, less wages being lowered for middle-class people, less disease in this country, disease epidemics, less crime, less murdered children, less sex trafficking, less drugs. This is a wonderful way to have a return on investment. It's an ROI, return on investment.
Now, the surprise politician he keeps on giving, Lindsey Graham, who seems to have turned on a new lease on life since he lost
his...
This is great. He's come out and he said that the president should use his emergency powers immediately to not only build the wall, but to fund whatever it is they're going to have the barrier along that border.
Listen, I said on my show today, I'm in shock, but why even ask what happened? Why Lindsey suddenly grew a pair of cojones? Why not just be happy, sit back and go, wow, I just appreciate it, and I really think it's great? Because it is. It's like being a manager, and you're about to get fired, and suddenly a player hits 40 home runs. It used to be a shortstop that hit 5 home runs a year. He hits 40. Your team wins the pennant, and then wins the World Series. Are you going to complain about it or question it or just say, wow, that's great stuff. Thank you for saving my job. That's how I feel about Lindsey Graham. I don't know what happened. I just know he used to be John McCain's best friend and whatever McCain wanted, and now he's his own man, and he's courageous, and he's heroic, and he's friends with Trump instead of hating Trump, and it's great.
Yep. Now, I want to bring up something different, turn the table a little bit, because yesterday it was announced that the former Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen, was going to be testifying on February the 7th before a congressional House committee, chaired, of course, by the Democrats. They're in charge now, and they were going to bring him in there, and they were going to ask him all kinds of questions, which he says he's happy to set the record straight, this, that, and the other. So here we go with what we knew was going to happen.
Could tell you is I'm glad President Trump is the president of my United States. That's all I want to say.
Yep.
That's it. Cohen is a rat. Nobody's going to listen to anything Cohen says. He's
a liar. He's a liar.
Right. So it's like listening to Sammy the Bull Gravano on the stand against Gotti.
Yep.
What does it mean? It's a liar who's trying to get out of a longer jail sentence. It's meaningless. I just think Trump is a great guy, and I think that we're going to get our wall, and I think Trump's going to get reelected by a wide margin in 2020, and there is some hope again. There's moments where I lose that hope. Back around Christmas time, we were starting to lose, and now I feel like we've taken the momentum back again. I think when you saw the tweets today by Cher,
did you
see those?
Oh, yeah. She absolutely lambasted Pelosi and Schumer.
And said, go ahead and give them the wall money already so these government employees can get back to work. When Democrats start saying that, Trump has masterfully played this.
Yep, I totally agree with you. And by the way, I've heard other Democrats grumbling right here in my backyard, people that are connected with the Democratic Party or people involved in the party saying, hey, this is ridiculous. Just let the barrier, whatever it's going to be, let the damn thing get built and get on with the business of the country.
Yeah, and listen, it really is.
And they all agree we need to have it because they know about the problem we've had down here in Florida, for God's sake, with all the different people coming in, the boat refugees.
Right. I mean, look, what I said in my column about Israel, all I want is a wall like Israel. Terrorism is down by 99%.
Yes.
The wall was built in Israel.
That's right.
The biggest lie ever told is this idea that walls don't work. It's antiquated. It's old-fashioned. It's ancient news. It's stupid. No one should do it. It should be all drones. A little old-fashioned wall in Israel, and nobody can get by. Not only terrorists, but illegal immigration.
Right.
6 months before the wall was completed, 9,500 illegals got into Israel. And then a year later, the next 6 months, 36. Instead of 9,600, 36. Not 3,600, 36. A year later,
right.
11. And a year later, zero.
And our boots on the ground along the border where they actually reinforced El Paso. If you've ever been through El Paso, and I'm assuming you have at least once or twice.
I have not. Never been up.
All right. Well, it used to be so porous, the fence was along the border there, and the people would actually cut through the fence and come through the fence and run across Interstate 10 into El Paso and disappear to try to, you know, go wherever it was they were going to go. Well, they finally built a wall, and a steel wall, the barrier, and guess what? They can't get through anymore.
Well, you know, my neighbor one block away where you're talking to me right now is Harry Reid.
Yes.
And I'm surrounded by a wall at my country club. It's a walled, gated country club with armed security. And all I can tell you is Harry Reid and his entire family live here. I think he's got four sons, and all four live inside my Anthem Country Club. Why? Why did they choose the security of a wall for themselves, but they swear a wall won't work for anybody else? They're the biggest hypocrites that ever live, and they remind me of the politicians who stand out at a rally, and they say, we've got to take everyone's guns away. Guns cause problems, and that politician is surrounded by five bodyguards with guns.
And you know, the $5.7 billion that she's requesting to build this barrier or wall or whatever is about 0.1% of the 2018 federal budget. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah. Well, my buddy's an accountant, and he texted me tonight. He said, say this on your show. And I'm an accountant. I figured this out. I said, okay, what am I saying? He said, it's as if you took $100 out of your wallet, and you took one penny out of that 100 and divided that one penny by 10 slivers, and that one sliver is what it costs for the wall out of the budget.
Yeah, and the other thing that the president said, you know, people are talking about, well, he's not telling the truth, and we're getting fact checks. Well, I did fact check something. He said each week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across the southern border. You want to know something, Wayne? That's verifiable, and it's absolutely correct.
Yeah, you know, look, there was an article in the paper the other day that said the Washington Post caught him in six lies in his 8-minute speech. And I got to the first lie, there's, you know, what they call the first lie, and it was that there really isn't a crisis at the border, is what the Washington Post said, so he's lying.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I didn't even need to look any further.
Yep.
I mean, this is the most incredible fake news in world history. We've become a banana republic. Anything you state that's true and factual, Democrats are in complete denial. They're the ones who are like Holocaust deniers. That's what they're trying to make about us with climate change. They're the deniers.
Yep. Well, Wayne, listen, I look forward to talking to you again next week. Love the program on Newsmax TV. Caught most of it last night. Keep up the good work, my friend.
RootForAmerica.com.
All right. God bless America, Wayne.
God bless.
All right. Our good friend, Wayne Allen Root, Root for America. We're so privileged and honored to have him on our team. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is showing no concern about his former attorney, Michael Cohen, testifying in front of Congress next month.
Back in Washington, there's some big news about Michael Cohen. He's agreed to testify before the House Democrats next month. What do you think of that? Are you worried about it?
I'm not worried about it at all, no.
Cohen will be testifying before he heads to jail. Now, the president was also in McAllen, Texas, and he says that his campaign promise was that Mexico would pay for the wall.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall? Do you think they're going to write a check for $20 billion or $10 billion or $5 billion or 2 cents? No, they're paying for the wall in a great trade deal.
Toyota issued a recall of 1.7 million vehicles due to faulty airbags. The recall includes Toyota and Lexus models that were built from 2010 to 2017, including some 4Runners, Corollas, and Siennas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. For more information about them and an opportunity to win your free gun a day giveaway, and if you decide to become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And I'll tell you what, you'll be glad you did, because peace of mind is peace of mind, right? Okay. Well, 877-969-8600, if you want to opine about anything that we've been talking about here on the program. Of course, we talked very heavily in the first segment about the wall and what can and what can't be done. I read you the background for the National Emergencies Act of 1976, which is spells out exactly what the president can do, and it totally disputes and throws in the toilet anybody who thinks that the president can't do this, because he can. He absolutely positively can. He can declare a national emergency for the border wall or the barrier, call it whatever you want, along the border. He can also take funds, emergency funds out of not just the military budget. He can also use perhaps the disaster fund that's there and take some money out of that and use it to build whatever the type of structure is that we're talking about. Now, you know, I've been doing a lot of research here and talking to a lot of people about this because, again, I knew when the Democrats started talking about the fact that, well, they can't do this, they can't do that, and then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, here comes the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, Democrat, and he says, no, the president can do this. He has the authority to do it. Would he be challenged? Sure, but he can do it. So there you go. Now, nobody is proposing a wall across all of Mexico and the U.S., some 2,200 miles. Nobody is doing that. The actual discussion is about 1,000 miles of physical barriers in regions that are heavily controlled by drug cartels where we have a big-time problem. And the Texas border, which is about 1,200 miles long of the approximately 2,200 miles of the total southern border, is where most of that border is the Rio Grande River, a river which varies in intensity with respect to currents and depth and width. And the deeper, the wider it is, the less the chance are that illegals are going to come sailing across the border because there are impediments on the other side of the border, and they've actually had boats come across in the middle of the night, drop off people, and they wade in chest-deep or neck-deep water to get to shore. But by the time they get there, they've already been spotted, and most of them get corralled, unless they pull what's called a double whammy, where they might put 100 people in one area and then put another 200 people in another area and just overwhelm the local security. But with the addition of the National Guard and the military police, hopefully that's helping somewhat. I have not heard the reports yet, but I'm just going to go on the fact that more bodies mean more people need to be there to stop them. And Mexico has numerous states under the direct influence of drug cartels that have standing armies with access to RPGs, armored vehicles, artillery, explosives, aircraft, including helicopters and fixed wing. But most of Mexico has military forces patrolling streets, the army patrolling the streets, not the police, to deal with the cartel paramilitary forces that constantly are involved in gun battles along the border, constantly. And the more violent drug cartels operate south of the Texas border. Factions of the Los Cetas and the Gulf Central routinely allow their violence to spill over to the average person. And we're also finding out that the border city of Tijuana has some of the highest murder statistics in all of Mexico, and why anybody would want to go there out of sight of the border and go wandering is totally beyond me, because you might never be seen again. And despite record-setting figures, most of the victims tend to be tied to drug trafficking. Now, I just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog, because, of course, coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Highway and Byway report, and there is a storm out in the plains. I-70 in particular is involved, parts of I-80, I-64, and some of the north-south highways across the middle part of the United States. A winter storm has developed. And she says, hello, Captain. We're in Effingham, Illinois, headed to Lafayette, then home. We're trying to miss the storm when we leave out Saturday night to Laredo. Have a great night and be safe, Catwoman and Road Dog. Okay, thanks, guys. And thanks, Al, for you chiming in. And thanks to, Tom in California and Patrick and Sony in Wisconsin. And we've got LJ and Ron up in Michigan, and Janice in Kentucky. Thank you all for your kind comments. We appreciate that very much. And, and this is another Dave. This isn't Dave in Indiana. This is another Dave. And Dave is, where's he at? Yep, didn't say. Okay, well, thanks to the new listener, Dave. And appreciate it. Now, back to the border. Border city south of Texas, like Reynosa, Tamaulipas, and they have much lower rates than Tijuana. Now, the reason for that is because they're not, they're in areas where they have some sort of larger military presence, if you will, that keeps the bad guys away. And most of the efforts by the drug cartels to control migration happen south of Texas. That's where most of it happens. Now, criminal organizations like the Reynosa faction of the Gulf Cartel, profit more from human smuggling than drug trafficking. The majority of tunnels, however, are found on the Arizona and California borders. Now, the tunnels are generally discovered in areas where there's population centers on both sides of the border with a wall or a fence already in place, and they just go underneath those structures to get over to the other side and pop up in a house someplace on the other side or whatever. But it's pretty easy for them to do that, it seems like. And few have been found in Texas where there's a river. Can't tunnel under a river unless you want to drown. Now, most of the border does not have a drug tunnel problem. But for those of you that know what I'm talking about, Douglas and Nogales, Arizona, as well as Mexicali, San Diego, San Ysidro, California, have had all kinds of tunnels. As a matter of fact, some of them have been so elaborate, they've had like a small electric railway underneath where they actually tow the small cars, they're like pallet-sized loads of drugs, to the other side of the border, then offload them into areas where they go into vehicles, into buildings or houses or garages or whatever. And eventually, when the local people find out about a tunnel, it's not very difficult to do with all the activity going on, cars and trucks and whatnot going in and out, in and out, in and out, that they're able to discover them and then destroy them, and the drug cartels turn around and build another tunnel somewhere. But the presence of physical barriers in cities like El Paso, which I remember seeing them going up, because like I told Wayne, at one time you could actually cut through the fence and just, boom, over they came, ran across the road, and it happened all the time. Matter of fact, people would get killed. The illegals would get killed on the interstate trying to run across the road in front of traffic, thinking the traffic was going to stop while they were trying to evade to get to the other side, to get to the U.S. and disappear in El Paso. But it is what it is. And a partially secured border is not going to work because it's more deadly than an open or well-secured one. Previous administrations have put a barrier south of most cities in Arizona and California to funnel illicit traffic into areas where it was easier to manage or too desolate to cross. This led to a spike in deaths, since the desire of people to reach the U.S. pushes them to more remote and dangerous areas, and they try to come in anyway, even though we're talking about coming through canyons and caverns and putting their lives at risk to cross very, very, very dangerous areas. For example, some of the swamps that are there, you got things like quicksand and all that stuff. That's no fun to get caught up in. And, of course, human smuggling and illegal immigration is not going to stop being a problem until economic opportunities improve in Mexico and Central America. So that's all stuff we got to be working on, too, if we really want to stop this. And I think we really want to stop this. And for these states that sit back and go, well, the federal government will do this, the federal government, no. Notice what Texas has been doing? Have you noticed what Texas has been doing? Well, I have. So there you go. And caller, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute. We're going on a break here. But anyway, I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're on the air until 6 a.m. Eastern Time all across the country. And hello, San Antonio. Hello, Houston. Starting Monday, Denver, Colorado. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Alrighty, Jerry Reed and company, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, and we're going to get right to the weather because there's a lot of stuff going on in the middle part of America right now. And if you're on I-70, you're going to have some problems starting out in Kansas, coming across east to Colorado, all the way over into, it looks like, my goodness, Indiana, and moving on east because we've got a big old low-pressure system developing into a major winter storm, bringing heavy snow and ice from portions of the mid-Mississippi Valley and Midwest east across the Middle Atlantic and northeastern U.S. into the weekend. Now, hazardous driving conditions are already possible in these areas and will continue across into the major urban areas here in the east coast of the United States. But over the west coast, a series of low-pressure systems will bring the potential for heavy rainfall, burn scar flooding, and mountain snow, especially over California next week. And you can see it coming again as winter is here. So let me start with the snow. Colorado, around Denver, both sides of Denver, to the west and to the east, and north and south, and down on the New Mexico line, too, coming up I-25 and I-70 going east out of Denver and west up over the top. You have got snow. Now, this is just a general mix of snow, not like what's out on the plains right now. The low-pressure system has got snow all the way across I-70 in Kansas and into Missouri, and the eastern part of Missouri coming into St. Louis and Springfield, Illinois. You have a winter storm warning where you could have many inches of snow, perhaps as much as a foot in some of those areas over there. Then southern Iowa tonight has got snow as it's snowing across southern Iowa. That snow is expected to continue and cover most of Illinois, most of Indiana. It's also going to come across Kentucky. Now, I-70, I-64, the east-west highways will be caught up in this. It also looks like as if the Pennsylvania Turnpike into Ohio, I-76, will be caught up in this. That's going to be like the barrier for where this goes before it turns up the east coast and continues to move on. Now, you do still have some hazardous driving conditions with a lot of snow packed roads up in upstate New York, where they had the lake effect snow for the last 2.5-3 days. Same with upper part of New England. Down here in Florida, we've got a freeze warning. It's 47 degrees in Tampa right now. It's a lot colder in the north of us. You do have some fog in northeast Florida, but southeast Georgia. So I-95 and I-75, you'll have some areas of fog. And then going out west, there's a little bit of snow tonight in Wyoming. Nothing to really worry about. It's like a little clipper coming across. We do have some rain in the northeastern part of Nevada. So I-15 and I-80, there'll be some rain there coming across about halfway across Nevada on I-80. And then there's fog in the mountains tonight of California and the valleys, too, over there in California. That's what you got. Now, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. And keep in mind that Moss Family Automotive is now 4 dealerships, and it applies to every one of them. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on your brand-new vehicles, whether it's one of the Nissans from the Nissan dealership, whether or not it's from the Chevrolet dealership, Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa, or whether or not it's from the all-new Moss Family Automotive, wholesale to the public, certified pre-owned store in Homosassa Springs, where you can buy a truckload, or you can buy one, or as many as you want, anywhere in between. It is wholesale to the public, and I do mean wholesale prices. I've seen the prices on the vehicles with the retail prices listed. Save thousands of dollars on great certified pre-owned vehicles. Moss Family Automotive. Google them. Find out about them. All right. Joining us right now, we've got Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Is it snowing there yet?
Not yet. It's not supposed to start until tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
at least that was the last forecast I heard.
Get the broom ready.
Yeah, then the land of tall corn and long underwear, a scoop shovel and a snow is always close at hand.
What's on your mind, Dan?
Well, I'll tell you what I talked about last night. The Democrats, they can't put a wall up. They have created a demographic political monster that they have to feed. And it's about ready to devour the traditional Democrats if it hasn't happened already, and that is Hispanics in California, Hispanics in general in the Southwest. You know, California has, I can't remember now, 56 or 57 congressional districts.
Most of the country.
Yeah, most of any state.
Yeah.
Why they don't have a Hispanic elected congressman or congresswoman in each one is beyond me. I don't understand why they haven't had a Hispanic U.S. senator. Right now they have the population.
Well, they got a crooked Hispanic attorney general. The one that took the DNC server with him.
Right. And then Gavin Newsom. It's to keep them happy. They need more and more, and then they've got to give more. I mean, when you consider that, you know, an open border and a liberal democracy do not go hand in hand. You can't give free health care and free education at all levels. You can't give all the government benefits free and have an expanding population that goes on like it.
By the way, more businesses moving out of California. It's a record year for business losses in California.
Oh, I don't doubt that. It's driving Arizona and Nevada crazy.
Yep.
Because those people coming out of California, you know, kind of like what we've talked to in the past about Florida.
Right.
People from the north come down, they bring their voting hat.
They do, yep.
Well, people from California are going into Arizona and Nevada keeping their Democrat voting habits.
Yep.
We kind of saw a little bit of that in Nevada the last election in November. But, you know, to me, one of the, you know, they're not the smartest people in the world, Democrats, because in 2009, 2010, Obama had super majorities in the House and the Senate. He could have easily passed
anything he wanted. Yep.
Yeah, he could have done anything. All these people could have been citizens right now.
Yep.
I mean, California is basically going to look like any other Central American country. It's going to be a one-party state.
Yep.
Kind of like Noriega and Panama at the time of the invasion in 89. That's kind of how I'm viewing it. It is so lopsided. I think what we're trying to do, we should have done 20 years ago. We
right.
should have done this in the 90s. Or it really should have happened after, you know, Ronald Reagan said the worst mistake he ever did was the 86 amnesty bill.
Sure.
And that's when, if we were going to do it, that's when we should have. I think the numbers are so big, so huge, they're astronomical, you can't put your arms around it. I would like to see, eventually, get an accurate counting, because I think there's, people say, between 25 and 35 million illegals. Now, I think it's hitting the 50 million area. I mean, because you take into consideration Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, Belize, Nicaragua, El Salvador. I'm telling you, it is. I mean, even my little county here in Tippecanoe County with Hispanics and the way they have identified with the Democrats, Pence didn't carry this when he ran for governor. Braun didn't carry it. This used to be a solid Republican
Let me ask you a question. Is the president going to declare a national emergency along that border?
No, I don't think so.
I think he is, and I think it'll be sooner rather than later.
Well, I hope you're right.
And we know he's going to get challenged, but guess what? The challenge will not hold up.
Well, see, with Republicans, the thing I worry about from most of Obama's term as president, from 10 until 16, all they did was vote to repeal Obamacare.
Right.
And when it kind of finally came time to really
34 times.
They got scared. They lost their backbone. They were spineless. It was repeal and replace. I just want it repealed.
Let
the market handle it.
Right.
But that's what scares me with Republicans. Will they do what they say they're going to do? Because these people can't run as a street gang like the Democrats.
Well, if they want to get reelected and they want to stick on the Trump train, which Trump's voter solid base is still there, his support is still there, and if they want that support, I know they have to add on to it with independents and whatnot, and we had some 200,000 felons registered to vote in the first few days of their eligibility, a million of them, and most of them, by the way, registered NPA, no party affiliation.
I want to see some gutsy people get elected next time.
Gotta run. Here comes the music.
Okay, Captain Matt, I will talk to you next week.
All right. God bless America, my friend. And that's our buddy up in Lafayette, Indiana. All right. Coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere, because it's all about we the people here on this program. This is a We the People program.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.